New York lawmakers considering legislation to create anti-Semitism monitors on college campuses. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 26, 2024. Two New York representatives are considering a bill that would send anti-Semitism monitors to visit college and university campuses that receive federal funding. Representative Richie Torres, DNY, and Representative Mike Lawler, RNY, are set to introduce the college oversight and legal updates mandating bias investigations and accountability. Columbia Act, according to Jewish Insider. Under the bill, the Department of Education would be allowed to send a third-party anti-Semitism monitor, paid for by the colleges and universities, to university and college campuses that receive funding from the federal government. The anti-Semitism monitor would publish a quarterly report regarding how universities and colleges have addressed anti-Semitism on campuses and would also make recommendations to federal, state, and local lawmakers. Schools that do not cooperate would potentially be faced with losing federal funding. As we have seen over the last half a year since October 7, campus anti-Semitism is at an all-time high, and American universities are not capable of handling it when left to their own devices, Torres said in a statement. Last Wednesday, an anti-Israel encampment was established on the lawn of Columbia University. Since then, anti-Israel encampments and protests have spread to campuses such as Yale University, New York University, Harvard University, George Washington University, and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Since the protests and encampments have started, students have been suspended, protesters have been arrested, and graduation ceremonies have been canceled. Torres added that the encampment at Columbia University was not an isolated incident and added that it was the straw that has broken the camel's back, and I am prepared to do something about it. The New York lawmaker continued. Jewish students have told my office that they feel completely abandoned by their university administrators and they view Congress as the only avenue for accountability and safety. On October 7, 2023, terrorists from Hamas, a U.S.-designated Islamic terror group, attacked Israel by land, sea, and air, leaving 1,200 people dead and more than 200 people taken as hostages. In the aftermath of this attack, Israel launched a self-defense operation in the Hamas-controlled territory of Gaza. Anti-Semitic incidents rose 360% in the United States in the 3 months after Hamas's attack, according to a January report released by the Anti-Defamation League.